Are you at a belief where you believe these craft are physical as opposed to multidimensional?
Well, you know, I it's interesting because I think that there's an aspect of both of those types of characteristics occurring not only within the same kind of vehicle, but also in the different types of vehicles that have been described. I met a former B-52 navigator at an air show at El Toro right before the base was closed in Southern California, down near Tustin, where he described a sighting. His B-52 had been damaged by a surface-to-air missile, and they had been in Guam for a couple of weeks while the aircraft was being repaired. And as they're flying back to their base near South Vietnam, one of the pilots called out that there was something really strange pacing their aircraft. And he said, we looked out the window, and here we are, you know, over the Pacific Ocean, not a cloud in the sky. It's 1 o'clock in the morning. There's a full moon directly south of us. And he said that here was this vehicle, this saucer-shaped aircraft that had to have been conservatively estimated between a quarter of a mile and a half a mile in diameter. And he said, and the way they kind of figured this out was the fact that it had a dome that looked like a single giant casting of transparent lucite glowing. And he says, we could see the shadows, the floors of each floor inside of this dome. And he says, we counted 27 stories. And he said, we could see the shadows and silhouettes of little people walking around in there. And he says, and so if you took the 27-story-tall dome and you laid it over on its side and then you sort of, you know, lay those that length end-to-end and you measure it out and you figure, well, a 27-story building times 10 or 15, that might be, you know, between a quarter of a mile and a half a mile in diameter. Now, he said that they saw a number of features of this thing. They flew all around it, and because the electronics in the B-52 is shielded against the electromagnetic nuclear pulse that's produced by nuclear weapons if they go off,
exactly.
They felt that their electronics were shielded, and that was why they were able to get so close to this thing. But he said this was something that the scientists and the FBI were very interested in when they were debriefed after this mission, was that when this thing departed, when it flew away from them, he said this thing spooled up and it left it was out of sight within 2 or 3 seconds, but he said in its wake was this shimmering tube that looked like a tunnel. And he says, and in that tunnel, inside of this, we could see what appeared to be a daylit sky with clouds. And he says, we got the distinct impression that what we were able to see, we were looking through this like a wormhole that this craft had created that allowed it to travel almost instantaneously around to the far side of the earth where the sun was shining and there was a cloud-filled sky.
That's amazing. Isn't that incredible?
Oh, it's stunning.
God.
It's stunning. I mean, and to think that a craft that size could accelerate and disappear from view in just a few seconds. I mean, you obviously have to have a system of propulsion that cancels the weight and the mass of the aircraft so that the whole thing becomes like just a big feather that you're pushing along with a tremendous amount of power.